chillaxing.
I can tell.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fun times.
Hi.
You hate me. I'm not talking to you.
I do hate you. I hate a lot of people. We'll explain that later.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's up? I'm excited for this episode. I've been waiting for like a whole week to do this.
Yeah, exactly a week, actually.
Yeah, I mean, like, we're gonna keep that exact week thing going on.
Yeah. What's a nice day?
Wednesday.
Alright, cool.
I don't know what's going on.
I don't even know either. Alright, so what are we talking about? We're gonna have Ask an Alien Day. That's today. I don't know when he's gonna be on.
We're not actually asking him
questions, he's just talking.
Yeah, I don't know. Should we ask him something?
Yeah, we should.
Let's ask him a few questions. Let's ask him now. Like, let's just ask him one good question. I think
we should ask him, like, two or three.
No, because we have to answer these.
Yeah, but there's, like, 20 million.
No.
Dude, just call him up. We'll ask him some questions.
Hold on, let's see here.
But in the meantime, while he's doing that,
yeah.
I'll do my sports section.
No, because I'm going to be on in, like, 10 seconds.
Well, I'll do half of my sports section.
I don't want you to do it. I'm already calling.
So, I'm doing it. Shut up.
Save it for later. Oh. Here it comes. You can't read
in the
now.
NFL,
shut up.
We got
shut up.
Playoffs going on.
Yeah. Hey,
we got Baltimore.
I'm poking you in the face.
Versus.
I'm poking you.
Someone in Pittsburgh.
See, now you don't
and
know.
And then we got Philadelphia versus Arizona.
See, that you're not even right. Cause you're just,
I got the Eagles against Arizona. I'm picking the Eagles to win.
No.
Go to Super Bowl. Oh, here's the alien. We got
the alien
on the line. What's up, man?
Oh, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm good.
Being an alien?
What?
Being an alien?
Yeah, like always, you know.
I hate it. It's cool.
We have a couple questions for you, dude.
Well, we only have one.
No, we got a couple.
No, we have one.
No, we have a couple.
But it's going to be a good one.
Alright.
Or at least one we don't want to answer. Or I don't want to. So. Alright, so here it is. Is the Bible in the library in the fiction or non-fiction section?
Bible in the library. Where do I think it is?
I don't know. What
you're
telling us?
You're the alien.
Yeah, you're fucking
you're
alien.
Steve
you should
the
know.
Alien. What's up?
Oh, I bet it's probably not in either section because there's more than just a non-fiction and a fiction section in the library.
I think you're on crack.
Yeah. I think you're on that alien space...
Dust.
Yeah,
space
rocks.
Space dust.
The alien rocks.
Here's another one. Do bear rivers exist?
Do what?
Bear rivers exist.
Yeah.
Bear rivers?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course they do, dude.
Come on.
Bear rivers.
Yeah, do bear
like
rivers
that?
Exist?
Like a river
with
bears? What?
Dude, you...
Just answer the question. You're the alien.
You're like every other idiot on
the
show.
I can't understand the question. You guys are on the phone. I can't understand you. What are you saying?
Do bear rivers exist?
Like...
Bear rivers?
Like... Arr, I'm gonna eat you, bears.
A bear.
And then like...
A river, like...
Rivers.
Alright.
Aren't all rivers the same? Or there's such thing as
okay. Alright. You suck at being an alien right now. Next question.
Okay. If all the weapons in the world... could be owned, which one would you own?
Yeah.
All weapons in the world can be owned.
Yeah, yeah.
No, they definitely
no, no, no.
Can't.
All right, all right.
Legally.
Legally.
What would I own?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, you know, all the weapons in the world don't matter to me as an alien. I mean, that stuff's like toys. Who cares about that shit?
I care.
probably not. Probably something like fun, like a slingshot, because I could definitely have fun with that.
Alright, you're telling me that you're going from lasers of mass destruction and like...
What?
You're going from lasers to mass destruction, whatever, to a slingshot.
Yeah, how much... You know you'd have fun with a slingshot.
Yeah, but you're an alien. You have like all this great stuff. Isn't there a gun that can like turn people into gumballs and you can eat them or something?
Well, you said...
I hate you.
But aren't aliens
in
the world?
I hate aliens. I hate aliens. They're too smart.
There's aliens in the world? Yeah, but their weapons aren't.
got us. He totally got us.
Dude, I would definitely own him with my AK then. Because he'd be fucked. He'd be like, I'm an alien! I'd be like, you're dead.
Well, he's too
then
smart,
then what would you do?
He'd be dead.
Then what would you do when the other aliens come and invade your planet for killing one of their own?
Bad boys, bad boys.
What you gonna do when the aliens come for you? Aliens, alright.
Steve, we love you.
Steve. Right.
You're an alien. We'll call you later.
Alright, I'm gonna be in a meeting.
I don't care, I love you.
Aren't you in a meeting?
Alright, bye. He's an alien.
That was 6 minutes
long. And it was just a complete rant. And only the people who know him is probably going to think this is funny, but that's okay.
Joe, we got a good story to tell.
Oh, yeah.
Unfortunately, our friend Brendan is not here to tell this story.
With us. Due to some technical
reasons. Yeah, and technical reasons being he lives in a completely different area. But, yeah. So, alright, so the story, okay. We go to Walmart. Mainly, yeah, there's nothing else to do. Brennan was like, oh, I need some school supplies. And I'm like, all right,
I'll drive.
Let's take the Jeep, because I love your Jeep. I love taking your Jeep.
I love driving
because we do stupid shit.
I love driving you in my Jeep.
I love sex in the Jeep with you.
I don't think we've ever done that.
Don't lie.
Okay. fart.
All right, anyways, story. All right, yeah. So we're in this Jeep and we're going down, we're going to Walmart and it's a blast. It's a good time. We go into Walmart, we get the supplies. Me and Joe obviously are fucking around. We meet our friend Callie there. That was nice. We leave and on the way there we notice a trail, and on the way back we were like, alright, let's take it. Let's do this. Alright. So for one, apparently this was like a snowmobile, like recreation
trail. And it
wasn't
even the same trail that we saw either.
Yeah, we
totally different trail.
Different trail. Alright, so,
God.
We start going down it, and Spazboy over here decides to, oh, dude, let's take this off-road, and, like, it'll be fun. We're already off-road, but he has to go into the woods, practically. We get stuck, alright? We're, like, buried, alright?
Yeah, like...
Yeah. So, we're buried. Like, we're smoking cigars, and we're just, like...
Couldn't even
we're
tell
like, what are we gonna
Jeep.
Do? We're trying to get out.
No,
so.
I didn't smoke a cigar because you guys kept knocking it out of my mouth.
Oh,
Thank you.
Brendan did.
Brendan.
Alright, so then we call Callie. We call this girl Callie. She just so happened to have told us that she was buying a shovel.
Yeah.
So we made her come down with her friend Zach and help
us
dig out. He's a big dude. He's a big dude.
Like huge.
You know? He was a cool kid. Helped us move. So we end of story, we got out. Alright. So here's where the best part comes in. Us thinking that it was the trail that we saw first, we're like, yeah, let's go down it and just finish
let's just
this.
Finish, keep
we're
going.
Already we're already
Instead
more than
backing off.
Yeah, we're like halfway there, so we
no,
get back on
but
this
we
trail.
We weren't like halfway there.
Yeah,
we
no.
were like miles.
Yeah, we were miles. Like this trail apparently like went on for a long time. We fucked up, so we go down it right.
We attempt to.
Yeah, we go through all this narrow shit. We're driving for, like, 2 minutes, and all of a sudden Joe's like, oh, shit, 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 and we slide into a ditch. Awesome.
Just the left side. The whole left side
is
in a
ditch.
Yeah,
the whole left side on top of this hill next to a car dealership. And I want to point out now that in this general area, there's been a lot of, like, break-ins and, like, a lot of messed up stuff. So I'll just point that out now. So we're sitting there and we're like, oh shit, Joe's pissed off. I'm sitting there like,
I'm
still smoking. I'm smoking my cigar in the back of the truck. Like, okay, what the fuck am I gonna do now? I don't want to move. I'm cold. Alright, Brennan's just like sitting there like whatever. So we're sitting there and all of a sudden we see lights. Yeah.
Snowmobiles coming up from behind us. So I was like, oh,
not uncommon on a snowmobile trail.
Let me turn my lights off. Maybe they won't see us.
Yeah.
But it's like this huge Jeep on this little narrow thing.
Yeah.
So I was like, screw it. I don't want them to hit me. So I turned it back on. Guy stops. He's yelling at me, saying stuff. I don't even know what he's saying. I'm just like, what?
Yeah.
Hello? What are you saying? I can't hear you.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm a cop. It's pretty much
off,
what he said.
Okay.
Off-duty cop.
Off-duty cop. This is our luck. This is our luck, of course. So we're sitting there. This cop comes over. Joe gets out of the car, but he can't really go anywhere because he's lodged up against a hill. so he can barely fit out and, like, talk over the roof. So he's talking to this guy. I don't know what's going on. I'm smoking my cigar, just enjoying myself while he's talking.
Yeah, he's asking me if, you know, we're doing drugs, yeah, and we drinking, you know.
Yeah, yeah, we're not doing these things.
He wanted to search us, pretty much, and I was just like, dude, do whatever you want. Yeah, you won't find anything. Exactly. You waste your time.
Yeah, so now he's done with Joe, pretty much. Joe's up. I'm up
on my roof, like, yeah, picking ice off of it, just like.
While he's interrogating me and my friend Brennan, all right? Now, Joe had previously said that it's a cop and oh shit, and, yeah, I don't know this. This guy comes over to the window, all right? That side of the window is broken conveniently, so it takes forever to get the window down for Brennan to talk to him. He's asking our name.
He actually opens the door.
Are we
going to
find anything? And at first, you know, I was like a douche because I was just like, you know, who the fuck are you? You know, what's your name? Should I call you sir or officer or who are you? You know, and he gave me this wicked dirty look, and I'm just like, dude. I'm like, you show me some ID, and then we'll talk about cops. So, in the end, I guess it was a cop, off-duty cop, which sucks. I felt bad for the guy, because obviously he was snowmobiling with his, yeah, like, just, family or whatever.
Just having good
just
time,
chilling,
you know?
We're on this trail, and it was an accident.
Like,
all right, we're not douchebags.
No.
We're allowed to do it, dude. We're allowed to be there. But, all right, besides that, all right, we're on this trail now. This guy's, like, interrogating us, and he's like, okay, well, I'm going to go eat and take a shit. And we're like, what? Yeah, all right, no, specifically he said, all right, I'm going to go make sure I eat a lot, and I'm going to take a huge fucking shit, and by the time I get back, you guys need to be out here, or I'm going to have to call up somebody and get this taken care of. So now we're in a hurry. We're like, oh, shit, what are we going to do? So I'm thinking in my mind, like, what the fuck are we going to do? Joe's in the car talking to his dad.
Freaking
out. Obviously not in a good mood.
On top of this, I got accepted to the police explorers for Raymond.
Yeah.
So now, you know.
Yeah. So best part of the night right here. Okay. I don't know what they're called.
No, they're
what
like.
What are they called?
The groomers. They groom the trails.
They have the tank tracks, and they have the plow on the front made for the snow. All right. This thing's pulling a huge trailer behind it. They're from like North Conway. They like transport like tractors and shit, and they're also fixing the trails and shit while doing so. So they're coming down. These guys pull up. They're wicked pissed. I mean, they're yelling at us like, "What the fuck are you doing out on this trail?
You fucking idiots!"
Yeah, we always find you. We always find you guys out here. You're the reason why these trails are always fucked up. We're just like, dude, we were just, you know, chilling out. We were doing whatever. There's no sign saying no trespassing or not. This is against
the law
apparently.
To go on these unless it says you're allowed to.
Yeah,
which makes no sense to me.
That's
but,
not official
okay.
law. All
yes,
right.
it is. No, it really is.
There's nothing
yes,
that says
is.
Okay, you can't go off roading. There's people around here that off road
no,
all the time.
No, it's a recreational trail.
Yeah.
It's against the law to
recreation,
go on that with off roading
is
wheels.
A sport.
For 4 wheels, you're not allowed to do that.
All right. Well, besides that. Alright, these guys are bastards. Or so we thought. Alright?
Yeah.
We felt this
at
was very unlucky. Alright? This guy's talking, you know, he's like,
yeah.
Well, I can't help
Wait.
You, it's a liability issue.
Did you tell them that the cop's like, oh, when you're not gone when I get back?
Yeah,
arresting you
that, yeah.
and all that?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, this guy turns out to be, like, our worst and best of the night. Like,
best friend,
yeah,
pretty much.
Basically, at first he's like, you know, oh, you guys are fucking idiots, and he was wicked pissed, and he's like, we can't help you, like, because, I mean, this thing is built for towing. He could have easily pulled this out, but he was like, no, this is liability
issue.
Yeah,
I had this huge, like,
yeah.
chain
so,
in my back.
Yeah,
my back
so we're just
cheap.
Like, all right, well, we'll give you some money, we'll do whatever, you know, but, so he's like, well, I was like, do you have a shovel? And he's like, sure, I'll give you a shovel, you know, so we're, I mean, he can't get around us.
No.
So we're
stuck.
Shoveling our fucking ass out. Now I'm shoveling. Joe's still in the car. Brennan's standing around.
I'm in the car with my dad.
Yeah.
Freaking out.
I'm shoveling. I'm wicked cold at this point, and I was laying it on real thick. You know, I was laying it on like, sir, I want to go home. I'm wicked cold. Blah 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 blah. Just to see if this guy will just break a little bit to help us out. In the end, he did.
Well, I'm so freaked out right now. I need to get out of the car to talk to this guy.
Yeah.
And I freaking slam the door, and it hits Kurt, pushes
yeah.
him.
I'm in
the
snow. That angered me a little
bit.
I
climb over him.
So, makes a long story short.
Guy takes my license plate number.
Yeah, and he makes Joe write down, you know, if anything happens to his fucking thing.
He's not liable.
Yeah,
so
long
yeah.
story short, like, he takes the chain, he pulls us out. second try. Like, it was a piece of goddamn cake. Joe probably didn't even, like, need to do anything.
Yeah.
And bam, we backing out.
Yeah, we started backing out. Yeah. Luckily, we got out right then, because here comes the cop on the snowmobile.
Yeah.
So I'm freaking out. Still freaking out a little bit. I'm like, guys, get in. Just get in. I can go down the rest of the way.
I mean, we pretty much avoided massive fines being arrested, because they would have taken us in.
Yeah.
Just for 24 hours. I mean, whatever. All three of us.
Yeah.
Just for being there. The towing would have costed you grand just to get that thing out.
A ton of money. Plus the fine. I would have been so screwed.
So we avoided a lot. But a good night, though.
Yeah, it was an amazing night.
Yeah. I mean, as scared as we were, it was still a good story.
It was messed up.
The first time we got stuck,
it was so fun. We didn't even care. We were just, like, messing around.
So, I mean, basically, we're just dumbasses.
Yeah.
We're just dumbasses.
But, you know, it happened.
Yeah.
My dad's like, no one's hurt, and Jeep's fine.
Very surprised that he was cool.
And he just didn't even worry about it. He's like, you guys are fine. Dude, don't even worry about
that
it.
That guy, though, he was just like, if we get a fine,
we'll figure out what happens then. And if we have to, we'll take it to court.
Yeah.
So whatever, what's up?
We're alive.
But it's all good.
That was ridiculous,
though. That's our story of the craziest night.
That was ridiculous. I'm just glad that we managed to talk our way out of that, and that guy actually helped us. He probably just wanted to see us suffer.
Yeah, I know.
He was probably just in there, like, alright, we're gonna play these guys a fool, you know, just like, we're gonna fuck with them at first, and then we're gonna be real nice in like 10 minutes. You know, the guy, like, I walked up to the guy at one point, and he's just like, what the fuck are you wearing shorts out in the fucking winter for? What the fuck's wrong with you? literally, those were exact words. Yeah. I'm just like, yeah, my mom tells me that, like, every day of my life, dude. Thanks.
Right. So that's pretty much an amazing story.
Yeah, it's not, I'm pretty tired, so
you really had
it with mad energy, but I mean, it was good.
It was definitely the idea, one of the ones that you've got to be there.
Yeah, like, it was ridiculous, but it... For the listeners, still, that's ridiculous. It sucked.
If you want to experience that, you know.
Yeah, go down a trail.
Go down a snowmobile
trail. Get stuck twice.
And then
twice. Within like
a
quarter of a mile.
And then just, you know. Yeah,
have your friend shovel you out.
Hope a cop comes.
Yeah, hope a cop comes, and that you need a tow truck, and that fucking, those two fucking old dudes come save you.
Yeah.
But act like douches.
In the process. So yeah,
pretty much.
That's what's up and what's going on now.
Yeah. So news.
More news.
Yeah. Let's do news.
I'll finish up the sports. I got.
Yeah. Dude, can you actually do the sports instead of like being a douchebag and just be like, while I'm trying to call Steve.
Yeah.
Thank you.
In NFL, we got the playoffs. We got Baltimore versus Pittsburgh, and then we got Philly versus Arizona. So I definitely got McNabb over the Arizona. They're going to take it to the Super Bowl, baby.
I don't know.
It's going to be a really good game between Baltimore and Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh played a good game last week. Both rough defensive dudes.
Wicked crazy. But I'm going to have to go with Baltimore and Philadelphia in the playoffs. That's what I'm going
to
say. And then next week, I'll tell you the winner of the Super Bowl.
Pittsburgh's going to the Super Bowl.
So I don't think so, dude. I think they're going to let it go.
They're Super Bowl material.
I think they're going to let it go. All of them are Super Bowl material, but Baltimore and Philadelphia,
they're coming through.
No, Baltimore and Philadelphia are coming through and taking it.
I can't see Arizona.
So there we go.
I can't see Arizona.
Arizona's a good team. So that's the sports for this week.
Yeah, not much.
No, we don't have too much of that.
Yeah.
Kind of crazy off the wall stuff.
Let's do,
Mary Jane.
The cannabis news. I think I'm going to change it to cannabis news so it sounds more professional.
Okay.
Anyways, Massachusetts, if you've listened to the other episodes, they decriminalized it and all that bullshit. But
for the second week in a row, for those who weren't listening.
Yeah,
because
we still haven't put the old episode up. But Worcester.
Worcester?
Yeah.
You sure it's not Worcester?
No.
It's Worcester.
It's not Worcester.
It's definitely Worcester.
Is it? I read it wrong.
But it's okay.
I wasn't paying attention. Whatever.
It's okay. You can't read it from the end.
Yeah. It's so aren't you.
I know, but it's okay.
Alright, no. Worcester is apparently trying to come up with more rules, basically. like, on, you know, like, I, it, it's only okay. been like 2 months or something like that, and basically the news is they tried to make new rules. Like the town themselves basically got destroyed by the council. The council was just like, nah, no. What are you making noise for?
Hold on. Sorry.
What the fuck?
I'm sorry. Just keep going.
Jesus Christ. Anyways, yeah. So the Worcester fucking people. Worcester were douchebags, basically, and the city council was just like, nope, can't help you. So, yeah, you fear the city council, I guess.
Am I part of the city council?
No, you're a fucking idiot. You're making noise while I'm trying to talk and
fuck you,
make me.
Dude, I'm.
I don't know. I like this one though. I like this one. I found this.
What's this one?
This one is Michigan. Okay, there's this grandmother who. Is like openly coming out and saying, "Yeah, what up? I use Mary J to ease the pain that I have to deal with every day." Basically,
dude, I love her.
Yeah,
can I make babies?
Like,
with her?
I like her arthritis and shit. She's just like, "Yeah, I toke up every once in a while, or two." She said, "I toke or two." Like, I, you know,
yeah,
every, you
old
know,
ladies
just chill
like,
out. So I don't want.
Old ladies are like a bottle of wine. It gets better with age.
Wow. All right. Anyways.
Yeah, no, I'm just kidding.
I just thought that was interesting because
just kidding, ladies.
Whatever. Old ladies are cool. Like I'm totally
cool.
down with old ladies doing that.
Yeah, dude.
Like I just feel like they can.
Anybody, they earn the right to.
No, but like old ladies specifically.
They earn the right to do that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So.
Mary Jane?
This isn't really, like, public news.
No.
Like, nobody would know this, and I'm sure there'll be people, like, fighting me on this at some point, like, writing me saying, that's not true. But it is.
It's on the internet.
Obama.
We're looking at it right now, dude.
Yeah. Well, no, this was, like, news that, like, people, like, kind of know. It's not just on the internet, but it was in the paper.
Obama's marijuana.
Yeah, Obama's, like, doing this, like, prohibition. Yeah, like, a Mary J. Mary J. Prohibition. Talks thing, but not necessarily how people think about it. Like they're not just like they're not like they're talking about how it's illegal and how it's fucking up the economy. Like because the government's spending so much time putting money into arrests, prison for the people that are obviously arrested, defending that with lawyers. And, you know, everything else that goes into the process, you know, keeping drug dealers out and, you know, DEA, like, you know, taking care of international stuff. All of that money is just, like, billions and billions of dollars that we could be using in something else. And how, you know, if we basically just was like, whatever, we'd have that $1 billion to put it to whatever and it would help our economy.
We should put it towards, yeah, but what about all the drug dealers that, like, are, like, gang
That's legitimate.
Like
I'm,
I understand.
I'm not supporting it in any way.
I don't even
like,
know.
But I'm agreeing to the fact that like
it should be just be like yo.
Yeah. Like we spend so much time on like small stuff, like the
stupid pointless stuff.
Small stuff.
Which
like,
I believe
exactly
that was
like,
one of the questions that we got from somebody. What's wrong? Why do our government suck?
That's not a question.
No, it really was. Look.
The economy. Why is the economy
no,
suck?
Why does
why
the government suck? That was one of the questions.
That's not.
That was one of the ones I got.
No, you didn't put it down.
Yeah, but I got it. Someone texted me.
Well, we'll talk about that when the questions come.
No,
soon.
But it's pointless because we all know why the government sucks. We all have our own opinions. So we
I could go on the government
yet.
All day.
Exactly. So let's move on to.
I'm not even done yet.
Dude, I'm a donkey punch you in the face.
Donkey. We're not there yet.
Yeah, but it's still funny.
All right, well, for the I guess we could save this one. But yeah, so we stumbled on earlier this today.
Yeah.
There's a new movie called coming out called Donkey Punch.
Yeah.
And we both cracked up and thought that was funny. And
it's about like these girls or like teens on this yacht, and something goes crazy and like kills them.
Yeah.
Oh, 6 young Brits throw a wild party on a yacht, but the craziness has deadly consequences.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Just deadly
was on board.
Slowly,
and
like.
He's just like.
No.
He punches you.
I guess that works. But what I'm thinking is, my prediction is just like, there's so many, all these people, and, you know, slowly and slowly, each one leaves, they have sex with each other, and then one of them gets the axe. Somebody gets a donkey punch, and then they die, and then they throw it over.
Wait, what does the axe have to do with the donkey punch? First of all,
somebody gets the axe, as in, like, I'm getting killed, dumbass.
I'm getting killed, so I'm gonna get an axe?
You're a dumb motherfucker.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm not talking about
this. You're not even making any sense.
I'm getting the axe, like, I'm getting killed. They're getting killed, like, fired.
By an axe?
No! Slap you.
I'll donkey punch you.
Now, don't joke around like that, boy.
Keep going.
Alright, don't slap me. Yeah, how do you like... What?
Don't punch me.
I'm not gonna punch you. I'm truce, okay? They gonna think...
dead leg.
Dead leg. I didn't even hit you that hard. I just, like, thwarted you.
It was a dead leg.
Like, woman hitted you.
Fucking dead leg. Oh, my God.
Fucking dead leg. Alright, well, he's
punched.
Still with the...
the leg now. I have a dead donkey leg.
That's okay. Alright, well, anyways, more movies. Fast and Furious looks badass.
It does.
I like Vin Diesel.
He's pretty sick.
I'm not gay, but he's a pretty good looking bald man who's in Fast Furious. That's gonna be cool. I love how they hate the names. I hate the Fast and Furious names. I hate how it's gone to Fast and the Furious. Too Fast, Too Furious. Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift. And now it's just Fast and Furious. There's no the. Like, they're so much cooler because they took out the.
Fast and the Furious. Too Fast, Too Furious. Fast Furious.
What the Okay, well, thank you for recapping on the last 10 seconds, Joe. I appreciate that. Thank you.
For all you slow people out there.
Yeah, wow. Like,
this is...
There's a new Friday the 13th movie coming out. I didn't know that.
Another one?
Yeah.
Notorious looks kind of good. For all you...
I don't like him.
Are you kidding me?
I don't like rap. I'm a rock all day. I'm a Motley Crue man. That's all I listen to. If that's your thing, go for it.
Dude, I don't even care. I listen to everything. So
I hate it.
Offspring?
Oh yeah. I just because I didn't have anything for music. No, dumbass.
Oh.
Music. I put down the Offspring's new song. Have you heard it?
No.
Well, it's awesome. You're gonna go far, kid. That's what it's named.
You're gonna go fart?
No, far.
Oh.
And it's awesome. It's a great song, and I'm glad the Offsprings are back because they're a great band.
Alright, cool. Moment of silence. Alright, thank you.
I hate you. Alright, cool. I hate Joe. That's another reason. Let's talk about how much I hate people. Alright, lately, not really lately, but just from Joe today, he just pissed me off so much. Because I was just so sick of people. Like, my girlfriend is, like, the leader of this clan that just, like, I swear to God, they just think I lie. Like, they just, like, oh, you lie all the time. And everything you say is false, and you don't know anything, and when you talk about stuff, you're wrong. You don't know what you're talking about, and it's not true. I don't just talk out of my ass. I know what I'm talking about. Just because I don't go into super detail with you about it, don't sit there and even try to come back with a statement or anything, because I'm pissed off about it. I don't like it. I don't lie in the first place. I'm not a liar. Shut up, Joe. You're part of the fucking clan against me, and I hate it. I don't just talk out of my ass. I know what I'm talking about.
I never said I lied.
Okay, I do stuff.
I said you don't know what you're talking about half the time.
I've done a lot of shit, and I have a lot
of
stories. And half the time, I do know what I'm talking about. I'll give you another donkey punch.
Just like the bridge in London.
I don't even
want to
talk about it. The bridge in London.
The bridge in London is still
in
London.
You didn't specify about the bridge in London.
I said the bridge in London. Now in Arizona, and you're
okay,
like, no,
but the
it's
bridge
not.
In London, at the time, I had seen it, and it's right there. It's right there.
What, did you go to
you
London?
Didn't say the old bridge. I didn't know.
Are you kidding me?
I didn't know. I didn't know there was an old... Why are we
what
going
are
back
talking?
To a year-old story?
The London Bridge. Everybody knows the London
there's
Bridge.
There's two. There's a new
down,
one. There's
down.
A new one, and there's the
London
old
bridge
one.
Is down, my
there's an old one.
What the fuck?
There's an old one.
What are you talking about, dude?
there's the new London Bridge, and then there's the old one that was taken off to Arizona to be redone. Okay?
No, there's only one, the London Bridge.
You know what?
And that's the original one.
They'll give you a donkey punch later after the show, because I hate you, and I hate people. I'm very frustrated.
Oh, my God.
I'm very frustrated.
Ah!
I hate people so much. God.
Shot.
I just want to... Whatever. Fuck them. Fuck... I just... On the record, I just want to say for all those people who say that... Fuck you.
A bad name. Right.
So, random news. We'll get back to my news.
Giraffosaurs. On the prowl.
Yeah. Listen.
On the prowl.
Listen, people. America. Alright, giraffosaurs.
And Mexicans.
Big... Yeah. Okay, on top of that, it gets worse, right?
Dude, yeah.
First of all, Mexicans have started hopping on these giraffosaurs and riding them over to America because they can swim now. So if that's not a big enough problem, giraffosaurs have evolved again, have gotten some opposable thummy things, right? and now they're walking around stealing. They're just stealing everything. You could watch your kids, watch your jewelry, watch your money. They're smart. And they're going to rule the world someday. And they've been spotted all over America ever since they started swimming. I just want to point that out. And I don't.
And they can live underwater, too. They have gills now.
They're
amphibians.
So badly. They're gonna definitely rule the world.
It's like a frog, giraffe, and a T-Rex with opposable thumbs.
I don't know what's going on, but...
That's what's up.
Yeah. And if... I'm going to be pissed if the Mexicans, end up riding them and shit.
And then Bear Rivers do exist.
Yeah,
we asked
the question earlier, okay, please explain Bear Rivers for us, because I really don't know much about them. You're the expert on Bear Rivers.
Bear Rivers. Me and some friends discovered these Bear Rivers one night after we did some drama stuff, you know, some acting, you know, blah, 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 blah. Let's see, but you know, what's up. So, Bear Rivers are pretty much just like rivers. There's like so many bears like mating like jackrabbits underneath the world in tunnels, and they just like spread out. And just, like, have human... And they, like, eat humans and people and things. And just, like, piles up. And they just, like, swim through it. And they're just, like, huge rivers. Like, rapid rivers. And, like, they smell you. And they'll be like... And they'll, like, chase you around. And you can, like, spell your name out if you run quick enough. So it can be like... Kurt. And they'd, like, follow you. And then they'd eat you. And be like... Nom, nom, nom. And you'd be in the river with them. Dead. And they just are like going through huge cities and towns. But they don't have this thing for giraffes.
I don't even know what's going on.
That's what's up. That's what's
I don't know what's
Bear
going
Rivers.
On. I don't know what you just said, but it sounds like Japan. Or no, sorry. Vietnamese have trained bears to dig. Vietnamese, whatever, tunnels like they did in Vietnam War.
The Vietnamese and the Vietnam War and the Vietnam War.
So I don't know what's going on.
Back in Nam.
That was a fucked up story.
But yeah, that's what's up. So watch out.
Bear Rivers.
If you smell any, dirty people.
Some dirty... I smell
probably,
dirty people when I walk by you.
Oh, that's not nice.
I'm not in a good
death.
Mood. I'm in a very hateful mood.
When you smell
mood.
Death
I hate
and,
people
blood...
So much.
And you hear run. Don't even think about it. Just run. Bear Rivers.
So fucking retarded. Okay.
That's
anyways,
what's on Bear Rivers.
Bear Rivers. Oh, awesome. Awesome.
Yeah.
anyways.
They made it.
Games. Game news.
Game.
What's new? Resident Evil demo. The fifth. The Resident Evil 5. Big news for
a
long time.
Five of those.
Yeah.
How did they come out with
great.
Like 20?
Well, concerning the fact that there's five, I would imagine that there's five of them. So
they're gonna come out with six. Just
awesome.
To piss you off.
They probably will be. but anyways, new demo out Jan 26th. If anybody cares, Rock Band on the Wii, downloadable content for that just started. Castle Crashers, the Xbox Live video game arcade thing, taking off huge. EA is, destroying all their small-time companies and just getting rid of them. Majesco is actually coming back, which is big news. I already know about that.
Oh, and I got one for you. Wow. World of Wars has a sequel now. It's called World of Horrors, which comes out on DVD, and it's for PlayStation 3. It's called World of Horrors.
that was real. But just like Bear Rivers, I don't know what the fuck you just said.
No, but Bear Rivers are real. We've seen them. You want me to call somebody?
No. If you can, like, I don't know. Whatever. If you can somewhat explain Bear Rivers to me in a manner that makes sense, like, I'm not catching on to Bear Rivers. I don't even want to talk about it. Like,
Bear Rivers.
All right.
Let me
get back to my news.
Dead people.
Right.
And bears that chase you because they're hungry. It's just like a river. Think of a river.
Bears? Is it a river of bears?
Yes, and dead people.
Oh, awesome.
That they feed
makes
on.
Me feel really good. I'm glad to know that I need to watch out for bears in
and
a fucking
people.
River form with dead people on them.
Just wait till they evolve and the dead people become zombies, and then they're going to have zombie bear rivers.
Okay.
In other news,
I'll get a giraffosaur army to attack them and beat them.
No, you can't.
Why?
Because they're brothers.
Dumb. Oh my god.
They love each other. They live in
harmony.
I don't
even know. People are gonna hate this podcast because of how retarded it is. Like, it was just so unprepared and like. Yeah,
we're
bear
so tired.
I'm wicked. Like, I have no energy at all. Best boobs. All right, let me read down the list here. Joe. Number one spot because of the mass of boobs.
Yes.
In that spot. I don't believe it should be number one, but I'll give it anyways.
Rock of Love Tour Bus.
Why?
Because they have some huge, nice boobs. Even though they're all ugly, sluts, dirty, whatever, they have nice boobs. Nice boobs. Nice boobs.
Salma Hayek.
Yeah, she's just overall fucking hot.
There's no definition
for her.
So
like, you can look up amazingly beautiful and sexual.
Hold on, let me look at a picture right now. Wow.
Yeah.
Look at her boobs.
Yeah, she's pretty amazing. Is that a courtroom, though?
It looks like it. It's so... I don't even care. The boobs look so good. Alright. Penelope Cruz.
Yep.
Vanilla Sky boobs. Awesome.
Yep.
That's it. That's all I really have to say about that.
Yeah.
You also wanted Scarlett Johansson.
As honorable mention, boob.
I don't particularly care for her. I think her boobs are not that great. At least in that picture that we saw.
They're pretty nice.
If you can sway me next episode, I'll put her on number one.
Okay.
Alright. You better do a lot of work to sway me though. So that's it for news in the boobs of the week. I'm definitely the Salma Hayek though.
Yeah, she's pretty fun.
Oh, I wanna point out for some people who did not believe in Jennifer Tilly, last week's winner.
Oh,
she was on the top 10.
Yes.
Beautiful boobs.
Of 2008, I believe, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. And I just... let's pull that up. Look at her. She's pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, those
are pretty amazing.
Yeah. Anyways, I'm sorry. Yeah. But awesome. So, I want to know who this is.
Yeah, me too.
On this fling.com thing. This is pretty hot.
Yeah.
Alright. So, questions. Let's do some questions. Let's get this part done first. Alright.
So,
when cows laugh, does milk come out of
their
noses?
That is freaking hilarious.
Why are you not laughing?
Because we laughed earlier so hard that it's just not funny.
Is that milk came out of her nose?
Her nose?
My nose.
Your nose? Come in her butt and came out her nose.
What? Okay, well, I'm gonna say a resounding no to that.
I don't think so. No.
Okay, I never would have guessed. If you could have one superpower, what would it be? Wow.
Oh, you didn't tell me about this question. I'm not prepared.
I'm not even prepared for this one. I mean,
one
we never
superpower.
Are, but like this one, I feel like I need a lot of time to just check
superpower.
Out.
I think I'd be invisible.
Jeez.
I don't want to be
invisible.
Yeah, you could go anywhere you want. Imagine, like, where you could go if you were invisible. And it wouldn't even matter, like, because people
Yeah, but then you'd have to stay there.
But people wouldn't see you anyway.
Yeah, but you'd have to stay invisible.
No.
You want to be,
it's a superpower. That
like,
means you can
like
turn
the,
it on
like
and
the
off.
Chick from Mrs. Fantastic or whatever, from Fantastic Four. I don't know. Invisible Woman, that's
Yeah.
I'm not sure if I'm down with that so much. I don't know.
I do. I like that.
to go off story, I mean, not superpower wise, I was thinking the other day, me and Brennan were thinking X-ray goggles that can only see through women. So it'd be sick to
Why don't you just get X-ray vision for your superpower?
Yeah, but I don't want that because I just want some goggles that I can see boo-boo.
But you could turn them. But you would have had to pay for this. You would just be like, ooh, X-ray vision.
I just want some goggles that I need so I can see some boobs. Other than that, I am a rock god already, so I have powers. As is, of just rock. I can just rock your socks off. The pure power of my strings
banging. Speaking of power, I have a question. Someone asked me this last week. I thought I'd save it for this week.
Wait a second.
In the world farted at once. What would happen?
Yeah, so I'm a rock god. I want to point that out. And I'm a god of rock.
And if everybody farted in the world at once, what would happen?
I'm going to imagine some really high methane levels. And
you think a volcano would explode?
I'm going to imagine many Lysol sales. Yeah, and Febreze too. But besides that, I'm a rock god.
All right, moving on to the next question. What should you do if naked zombie attacks? That's not the next one. Okay.
But
anyway, what should you do if a naked zombie attacks?
Yeah, that's Ryan who did that one. Thank you. By the way, we're going to do a special zombie episode soon with Ryan.
Oh, okay.
All about zombies, but...
He's a zombie, right?
Yeah. No. But he's my zombie partner in life. But anyways, what would you do? What should you do if a naked zombie attacked you?
It depends if it was a girl and she was hot. No.
all right. Well, I'll play like I didn't hear that for you.
All right. I'll play like I didn't say that. No. I don't know. It'd be kind of cool to be a zombie.
I think
I'd kill him. I think I'd chop him into pieces.
I don't think you'd have a choice to do so. Like, I'd definitely be sitting there like, holy shit, there's a naked zombie. That's funny. But I'm so nervous and scared that it's gonna eat me that I'm gonna have to kill you.
I wish it would eat me. It doesn't even eat you. It just, like, bites you and brings you into a zombie. Like, if he ate you, you'd be gone and there'd be nothing left of you.
Pretty sure the ones that get eaten still turn into zombies, dude.
Dude, how...
And either way, I don't want to be a zombie. Because think
either
about this
way,
for a second. You have to walk around with a consciousness...
No, they're dead.
Like, yeah, no, but they still know. They're like, their brain is still.
No,
they see
they
what
don't.
They're doing.
They
know what they're doing,
brains.
But they're dead.
The brains
and they
are
walk
dead.
Around eating.
No,
people.
You an idiot. Brains are dead.
Don't fight me on this. I'm a zombie
know.
Expert. I'll call Ryan right now.
Hello.
I'll call Ryan right now.
All right, moving on. All right,
let's see.
Next question.
Do vegetarians eat animal crackers?
Vegetarians eat animal crackers. Yes, they do. Yeah, they do. Definitely
do. I don't think so.
Yeah, they definitely do.
No. No.
Because, like, who doesn't eat an animal?
Because once you're into the vegetarian lifestyle and against eating. Animals and they're all like, you know, hey, I'm PETA and we're homos and we're like crazy.
You know what PETA stands for?
No.
People eating tasty animals. Yeah.
Fuck y'all. No, but seriously, like, I think it's the whole idea. It becomes more than just not eating them. It's the fact that the idea of no animal, like, abuse or whatever. So, eating an animal cracker is an awful thing. It's against animal cracker law. Or
vegetarian.
Whatever, I don't know.
Vegetarian
law.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sweet.
All right. Next question. How many questions do we got?
Who came up with the idea that you're gonna drink animal's milk? Like, seriously, who is like, hi cow, I'm gonna squeeze these dangly things and drink whatever comes out. Dude, I don't know. I don't know who was just like, ooh, dangly things. I gotta squeeze them. I bet it was a surprise, though. Like, I bet, like, this guy was like, what's this artery thing do on this cow?
They were giving the cow his annually inspection. They're just like, la, la, la.
And it just squirted out, and he was just like, whoa.
Was like, oh, my eye.
Holy shit. It squirts out. And
it's white.
Because he's a freak. He was a total freak. He had to be like, oh,
Maybe it was a girl.
And he, it doesn't matter. Freak, still a freak, because still like, oh, well, I gotta taste it now. You don't know what it is.
Whatever. All right, next question. Thanks for the question.
Doesn't matter.
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Funny question.
Yeah. Good one, though. Thank you, Brendan. All right, if you could change, go back and change anything about your life, what would it be?
I don't think I'd change anything, really. Like, I'm happy with you. I'm pretty happy, excited that I'm with you right now.
I love you.
And I don't think I'd be here if it wasn't for the decisions I made back in my life, my past life. I think in my past life, I definitely would have killed the Emperor of Kalakalakanstan and just took over it, because that's where the draft source came from.
Wow. Alright, man.
Yeah. What about you?
I'm taking back on that one. Let me take a breather here. Kalakalakistan. So what you're telling me is you were a Kalakalakistanian for like
I was the,
you know.
I was the first guard of number two guard.
You were the first guard of number two guard?
Yeah. That means I guarded the number two guard. That was the number two guard to the Emperor.
Oh, man.
Kalakalakistan.
How many guards is that?
Two.
So ridiculously retarded. Okay.
And even voted on a dinosaur. Before he evolved and could swim.
Cool, man. That's awesome. I'm proud of your past life for being a guard to the king of Kalakalakistan.
No, I was the guard of the guard.
Oh,
of
yeah.
The emperor.
So you were real high up on the food chain,
yeah.
I could tell.
Yeah. Out of two guards, I was number three.
Yeah. What? Okay, alright. I'm just moving on. I'm not even going to answer that question because there's just so many things that I would change. God. But yeah, next question. Why is the sky blue?
I don't fucking know who would ask.
Because the guard of the guard of the Kalakistanian king is like, hey,
Emperor,
I'm gonna make the sky blue in my past life or whatever.
He stood up on the Giraffosaurus having painted it blue. What the fuck? I mean, come on, seriously, guys?
I don't know.
Who knows?
That's a bad one.
What do you want me to say? The light's reflecting off the sun and there's clouds and it makes it the blue color. No, I don't know.
It was the Kalakistanian king. Woke up naked, what would you say?
Oh, if you woke up naked by someone and you didn't know how you got there, what would you say if you could only say three words?
Wow. I don't know.
I don't know. Good answer. That's three.
What would you say?
Who are you? Yeah, who are you?
I'd probably just be like, not again.
Not again. That's only two words, though.
No, not is a
again.
Word.
Not again. No, not again. Okay. Whatever. I don't care.
Fuck you.
Next question.
All right. Nicole, who I haven't talked to for, like, months and years, who I love, has graced us with a not-so-good question. Because I can't really, like, have any funniness to it. It's just such a serious question. It's good. It's just, alright, position on the economy. What am I supposed to say? Like, yeah, it sucks.
Yeah, we're pretty much fucked right now.
Yeah. We need to, stop worrying about drug lords, apparently, and, just legalize marijuana. get the the economy back on track.
Maybe the government should just sell marijuana so they could like,
a
make
smart
money
man,
flow.
A smart man once told me that, they should just, you know, sell it and tax the shit out of it. Just so it's, like, still
that's
the same.
What I'm saying.
It's the street price. It's, like, the tax is so ridiculous that it's the street price now. You know? Yeah. That's not a bad idea, if you ask me. I mean, I'm not too keen with a bunch of stoners running around. Like, no, I shouldn't say that. I don't have any problem with stoners. It's the fact that I wouldn't want, like, stupid children walking around, like, all cracked out, not doing what they're supposed to do, I should say. Like, I think people would be irresponsible. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm God. Did you just fart? Like, cause I swear to God, I felt like the wind come up upon me, like wind, like hit my arm.
Your arm's gonna like incinerate.
Dumbass what? Sent us one. I don't know who it was.
Dumbass.
But
which one?
Do you have a talk show? Oh no.
Again?
Since when do you have a talk show?
Oh yeah, Dan DeFlumery.
Yeah. Fuck you, Dan.
Yeah, he's just like, I was like, yeah, send me some questions and stuff. Since when do you have a talk show? I don't know. I've been telling everybody, like, if you don't know I have a talk show by now, you should just, like, go
kill
die.
Yourself, yeah.
Alright, no. Next question.
Alright, here's the one that we asked an alien earlier. Is the Bible in the library fiction or nonfiction section?
It depends on your position on the Bible.
If you ask me, it's in the fiction section.
I don't even know.
It's in the imagination land section.
I didn't even know there was Bibles in libraries at all.
Yeah, I'm not even really sure if they're supposed to.
Like in
like
school
I don't
libraries, I know they shouldn't.
Yeah, in like other like public libraries, there probably is, and I'm sure there is a religious section.
Yeah.
Because if you know, somebody would definitely be like a total jackass and see like, oh my God, it's in fiction, or oh my God, it's in nonfiction.
Yeah.
We've got to sue or something, you know.
Every day they would be doing that.
Yeah. So I'm
who
sure
knows?
It's in some religious area.
It's probably on a shelf by itself.
Yeah. I hope it's in the imaginary land.
All right. No, let's not ask that question again. We already
yeah, I want to answer this because I want to answer my weapon.
All the weapons in the world could be legally owned. Which one would you own?
Which one would you own, first of all?
No, I don't even know.
I want you to answer. I want you to pick any weapon. I don't care. You don't even need to like it.
A slingshot.
Luger. You're owning a Luger.
No, I would. Because
Lugers are awesome.
Own
and it rhymes with cougar, and I always wanted a cougar, so, yeah.
Okay, I'd own a Luger.
Alright,
Can I shoot Lugies with it?
No. 50 cal.
I was kidding.
Sniper rifle. But the German one that has automatic rounds.
Yeah.
That one. That can shoot, like, 5 miles away.
Nice.
Pumped. I want it. I want to just blow bitches up. And if there was a zombie attack, dude, I'd be so pumped. Because I'd be 5 miles ahead of the game when they were walking down.
Yeah.
Shoot, it's a bam. What up, zombie?
We're going on an hour here, so we should,
okay.
Like...
People will listen. If we talk, they will come.
If we talk, they will come.
And
to my sexy voice.
Alright.
How you doing, ladies?
How long is the world's longest pole? This is appropriate. Let me whip out my dong and let me find
I
out.
I think
here.
Mine's bigger. Let's move them out.
I don't know, I'm
going
to have to disagree.
I think we're going to have to cross swords
so
on
compare,
this one. Compare.
I don't know. I'm not really ready to touch a dong. And we've already been married like a year.
Yeah. We went to Mass. No, we went to Canada and got married.
Yeah. My girlfriend's not supposed to know that.
Scratch that. Nothing was said.
Yeah,
trouble,
honey. No.
Not true.
If Americans throw rice at weddings, do Asians throw hamburgers?
No, wouldn't that be the funniest thing if someone got at a wedding got hit in the face with a cheeseburger?
Yeah, they're just like they have like McDonald's hamburgers, just like wham right in the face, dude.
They got like.
Or they had like a whole basket, and they're just like you're walking down the aisle with the flower girl, but it's like the burger girl. They're just like tossing.
Yeah.
I'd be all over that. I'd be like, burger girl.
It'd be like
hamburger.
Big. It'd be like a Big Mac with the sauce all over your face.
Yeah. I've never been to a wedding.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
my parents don't really let me go to weddings because I don't have nice clothes.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't let you go to a wedding either.
Yeah, and I'm, like, insane. Like, I would seriously...
Do you... Oh, never mind. We already did that one.
Do you wipe your ass from the front or the back, bro?
I don't even know. I can take a shit and I'll tell you after.
Well, which way do you wipe? Do you reach out in the back and grab that
shit?
Or do you go in the front?
I definitely go from the back.
And touch the balls?
Definitely go from the back.
Yeah, I'm a back boy.
Yeah.
I like the back.
Okay.
I don't really know how to respond to that, but
no.
Yeah.
Change life, what would it be? Oh, we already said that. Are we out of questions?
I think we're out of questions.
Alright.
Yeah. Wait a second. Definitely.
Oh, we have one on here. Cut that shit in there.
We will.
Alright, we'll cut it in.
Oh, well, thank you for telling people that we're going to cut it in.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Hold on, let's play it. Let's do that up right now.
Hey, Joe, answer me this. Was Skeeter Valentine on the show Doug a black stereotype? Get back. Bye.
Yeah, so somebody just called that in, but what's your answer on that? I used to watch Doug a lot, so.
I love Doug.
Yeah, Doug's the man. Not new Doug, Skeeter. The new one with the different colors.
Skeeter, maybe, possibly.
You can't say black stereotype, because he wasn't black, he was fucking green. No, like teal.
No, he was blue.
He was like teal. Nah, he was not blue. He was definitely like tealish.
Okay, whatever you say, Kurt.
He wasn't straight up blue. You know that he wasn't straight up blue.
Maybe. He kind of was. He was kind of like gangster kind of.
He was obviously.
Like.
They had black people on that show.
Yeah, but they were all like whiteies. Like,
yeah, most of them were. Okay, I'll give you that. But like.
But he was definitely a black stereotype.
I don't think he was.
Yeah.
I think he was just. Not necessarily the black stereotype. I think he was the different race to mix it up, you know?
No, he was black stereotype.
I don't think he's personally black, because, I mean, you can't. He was like that color. You know, you can't, like.
They can't see
you can't,
that
he,
color.
Okay.
They can't see that on the floor.
Okay.
He's listening.
Teal, like I said.
Okay,
all right?
Teal.
I'm not going to say he's black. Yes, he's a different race.
He's not black.
He's a different race.
The question is not whether he's black or teal.
Yeah,
the question
was
is,
racial,
was he
a
black
racial,
stereotype?
Yeah, but he wasn't
yes.
black. He was,
he was
a black different
stereotype.
Race. So
it don't even
if
matter.
This is
he's
a different
a black
race.
Stereotype.
In
black
that,
stereotype.
That sense.
That's the way
he
acted.
He is the different race like
he acted
guy,
as a black
so
stereotype.
People don't get
like
that. He didn't even act black. He wasn't black.
He
was a
acted black.
He was like a
he
weird like white Chinese dude.
Acted black. Acted black. Black stereotype.
You don't know
final
shit.
Answer.
Not a black stereotype.
$1 million winner.
Okay, different race. That is my opinion
correct.
On it. No.
Your opinion can go suck monkey balls.
You can go donkey punch yourself. No.
Okay.
You would.
Alright, so is that it?
That's it on the questions.
Alright.
What else? No, what else you got?
I don't have anything else.
Why?
Because I'm not an alien.
You're not an alien? It's only Steven an alien? Yeah. I don't know. I'm pretty pumped though.
Yeah.
This was a pretty good episode.
It was pretty good.
I'm pretty tired, so it wasn't too energetic.
No, it was pretty good. So.
Yeah, I'm down.
I'm rolling your Sonic over here.
Don't roll my Sonic. That's like my favorite one. Don't roll it, like, really.
Roll
Master Chief.
Master Chief.
Yeah. Don't roll, but don't roll Master Chief. Yeah. So.
Cast my Master Chief. Oh.
Yeah.
There's a bomb.
We should make that. We should make a drink of Master Chief.
A drink?
I don't think they might put a card in. I can check. There's always you can always check.
Are we still rolling here?
Oh yeah, we are definitely rolling.
Oh, okay, I didn't even know. I'm just like
yeah. No, Swayze concert this Saturday.
Dude, we already talked about Swayze.
No, but it was like the episode that we never aired. I'm kinda looking forward to it, I guess.
Stupid girlfriend.
I don't know. I'm more so looking forward to the fact that I'm not gonna be my girlfriend.
And you're gonna get laid because you don't wanna go but you're going. Sorry, Chris.
I doubt it. That's not like a reason she would do it.
Dude, why is it jumping right there?
I don't know.
That's weird.
He's so bad. You're like, you made the beat on the radio, I swear to God.
Every day. I wonder if I can, like. La 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 la.
Wow. Alright. Well, that's the end of that.
That's the end of the show.
Oh, dude. Shout outs.
Shoutouts? How did we get shoutouts?
I'm supposed to do a good shoutout for Phil.
Phil!
That's, yeah.
Phil,
you're not getting a good shoutout.
No?
No, because you didn't do anything awesome.
Oh, scratch those. Those are erased.
So
rejected.
I'm gonna give you,
gone.
Because I did the bad one last week. Who's your good shoutout?
Yeah.
Do you want to give a good shout-out to anyone?
Those are bad. Oh, good shout-out. I said I'd give a good shout-out to some people. Everyone who I said was getting a good shout-out to, good shout-out!
Yeah, I'm supposed to give one to Trouble Honey, so I love you, babe, and my Trouble, babe.
I think it was definitely John LeMay, Silas Wallerstein, Kevin Burgess. Oh, Sean. Sean, there's a shout-out for you, kid. And I think that's it.
That's it?
I think so. I know I'm forgetting some.
Yeah. I got Trouble Honey.
But if I'm forgetting anybody else, I'm forgetting anybody else, I apologize. I'm really sorry. I'm just kind of tired right now. But,
yeah.
Dude, if you want a shout out, message me, say something, do something for me that's cool.
Yeah, you have to earn it. You have to do like some badass stuff, like give Joe like a blowjob or something.
No, the person who owned it this week, the real good shout out to Randy Carlson for giving me a back massage at the basketball game. He is the man. He has like two girls and he's amazing. He just is awesome. So shout out to Randy Carlson. Randy Carlson! Woo! There you go.
Okay.
That was my good shout out.
I don't know who that is.
It's okay. You don't have to.
How about a bad shout out?
To who?
I don't know.
You're asking me. Bad shout out. Bad shout out.
I'm going to give a bad shout out to that cop.
Yeah. No.
Because I don't even know if he was a cop to this day. I don't really care.
I don't even know. I don't care either way.
He was a douchebag, but he was also kind of cool for like telling us that we had a chance. But in the long run, he was just a douchebag. So, bad shout out to him.
Snowmobile guy. Yeah. So.
That's it? That's your bad shout out?
Yeah.
Can't do the same one as me.
Okay, bad shout out to Rebecca Pitts. Even though she's kind of cute, I think. You guys can say whatever about her, or to me, but she's kind of cute, but that's a bad shout out to her because didn't let me listen to her iPod at all, and she was just like looking mean to those kids, because she hates kids, and she was kind of mean to me.
Yeah,
so,
you're like a 2-year-old boy.
Bad shout out to her,
like
Rebecca Pitts.
Like a strung out, like, 6-year-old boy that, like,
Rebecca
like,
Pitts.
Popped up on too
there
many hours of Power Rangers running around.
Shout out to everybody.
Okay, alright. Yeah, so that's it. That's the show.
That's the show, everybody.
It was extra long.
Extra long.
Yeah,
an hour
dude.
And 2 minutes.
Yeah, dude. Whatever. It's all good.
I hope you guys
it's
listen and enjoy.
Yeah, we love you.
Comment us. Leave us some messages. Go, you know.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Thank you.
Tell us what's up.
Yeah, don't forget to leave comments on troublehuntershow.podomatic.com.
Email us. Don't we have an email now?
If you want to email,
There's a link.
Yeah, I think there is like a Trouble Hunter like.
Yeah.
Email.
Dude, I'll just tell you this.
Give it.
Go to Joe the Hunter, JoeTheHunta, @yahoo.com. Just message me. Tell me what's up.
Specifically say though when you're doing it, this is a question for the Trouble Hunter show.
Yeah.
Like on your message.
That's my.
Yeah. That way we know it's you and we're not opening up some crazy junk.
Yep.
And email us
subject Trouble Hunter.
Good comments, bad comments, questions, stuff you want us to talk about on the show.
Advice. Ooh.
Do it
next week. We gotta. No, we won't.
What?
No,
what do you want to do next week? Tell me.
You know, people are telling us that prank call some people.
Prank call?
Yeah. Kentucky Fried.
I think we can work that out or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We'll
Kentucky Fried.
Even Kentucky All right. Fried.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it this week though. Kind of short. So that's what's up.
Truth.
Alright, I think we're closing it out now.
Joe, I love you as always.
Kurt, I love you too, baby.
No. I hate you though for the day.
That's alright, we can go have sex.
Nice. I haven't had sex in like 3 weeks.
No, I'm sorry.
With you.
No.
Alright.
Everybody else, we love you. Thanks for listening.
Love you.
Message us.
Peace.
Peace.